Hello, welcome to 5 minutes with me, Pastor Otibo Ating. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm so glad to be with you again this morning, and I can't wait to share with you what God has for all of us this morning. I want you to turn to John chapter 1, and I'm reading from verse 1. I'm talking about the fact that we are just like Jesus. Just like Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2 says, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Now, the Word of God is talking about the Word of God. He says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He says, the Word was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by the Word, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Hallelujah. That's so special. But in verse 14, drop down to verse 14, he says that, and the Word, the same Word, was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. So, the Word of God took upon flesh. Other version says, and the Word tabernacled itself in flesh and dwelt amongst us. It puts on flesh. The Word was made. It became. The Word was there means to become. So, the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. And he says, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, the Word made flesh was given a name called Jesus. We know that John was talking about Jesus. Now, this is the introduction that John gives concerning Jesus. You see. So, he says that Jesus was the Word of God tabernacled in flesh. Meaning that as Jesus was walking on the earth, he was the expression of God's Word. His thoughts were the expression of God's Word. He is the very Word of God tabernacled in flesh. That's so special. Now, when you read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, the Bible also talks about us and our born-again experience. Now, this is the second time the word born-again is used in the Bible. The first time it was used by Jesus himself. The second time it was used by Peter. And I'm reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. It says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Then it says, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as a flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. So when you receive the gospel, that gospel, which is the word of God, did something to your life that has made you a born-again child of God. Now, in verse 20, it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed. The word seed is sperma. It says we are not born of corruptible sperma or sperm, but of incorruptible. We are born by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Meaning that just as Jesus was described as the word of God tabernacled in flesh, we are also described as the word of God tabernacled in flesh. So by virtue of your being born again, you are now the word of God living in flesh. Oh, hallelujah. Is that not wonderful? I'm the word of God tabernacled in flesh. Now I want you to meditate on that today. That I'm the word of God tabernacled in flesh. My thoughts and my actions are the actions and the thoughts of the word. I speak the word. I think the word of God today, just like Jesus. Now, when you read in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, there's something remarkable there. He says that hearing is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. As Jesus is right now. Jesus is still the word of God tabernacled in flesh. He says, so are we now in this world. So just as he is, so are we now. He is the word of God tabernacled in flesh. And we have also been born as the word of God tabernacled in flesh. Because we are born after his likeness, after him. I'm the word of God tabernacled in flesh. Say to yourself today, I think the thoughts of the word. I speak the word of God. The word of God is inside me. I am the very expression of the word. My emotions are the emotions of the word. I'm the word of God tabernacled in flesh, just like Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You are blessed and highly favored. I love you so much. Keep thinking on these words. God bless you. Bye-bye.